Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
I'm Taz Willick. This is The Takeaway. All over the country, in hundreds of locations, the U.S. military and its contractors burn old explosives and munitions in open-air pits. Congress banned the practice more than three decades ago because of health risks, but exempted the Defense Department. And the pits continue to this day, where the military and its contractors burn everything from contaminated clothes and accelerants to raw explosives. ProPublica is out this week with a series of new reports detailing how the Defense Department handles environmental waste. Overall, they found that there are nearly 40,000 toxic sites on current or former Pentagon properties. Added up, they cover over 40 million acres in total, an area larger than the state of Florida. The cost to clean up all that pollution would be billions. Abram Lustgarten is a senior environmental reporter at ProPublica and the lead on this investigation. He joins me now. Abram, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Describe the extent of what you found in terms of how the Defense Department and its contractors burn and detonate hazardous waste across the country.
So for every single weapon or munition used or manufactured in the United States, there is a site where it is manufactured, a site where it's tested, and in many cases, a site where it's disposed of. And the primary method of disposal in the United States is still to burn these munitions, burn explosives in the open air. They burn them on pans with really zero emissions controls at all because they say that they're too volatile or too dangerous to handle.
What kinds of toxins are we talking about coming from those plumes, and what are the potential risks to people's health?
The contaminants, which can include benzene and polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons, they all pose significant health risks, many of them cancer risks. But the health effects haven't necessarily been quantified or even studied. And that was really the problem that we looked at in Radford, Virginia. There are complaints in the community. There's concerns about high rates of thyroid cancer and high rates of thyroid disease and other health problems. But no government entity has really undertaken a comprehensive study to examine whether the pollution is connected to the illness that is there. And so in Radford, Virginia, in many of these other communities, you have people who are increasingly anxious, increasingly concerned about their health, and very little being done to examine the cause.
And we're going to hear from that Radford, Virginia community in just a moment about their concerns about the burning. Why was the Defense Department given an exemption to the environmental regulations that would ordinarily put a stop to this kind of thing?
Yeah, so the EPA initially wrote into the Resource Conservation Recovery Act a section called Subpart X, and that's the exemption that we're talking about. And it was not exclusively for the Pentagon, but they're the primary beneficiary. And the original thinking in the early 1980s is that the explosives material themselves were just too difficult to handle in many of the other ways that hazardous waste was going to be handled under that that new law at the time.
And what does DOD say, not only about the prospect of better disposal, but about the idea that they may be polluting surrounding communities near their sites?
Well, they kind of seem to be trying to have it both ways. On one hand, they point out that the number of burn sites has dramatically decreased and that they are pursuing alternative technologies in many places. They have built incinerators. They're moving in that direction. And at the same time, the Army's chief environment officer tells me that the technologies aren't proven and that they're not sufficient to replace open burning. And until they are, that they won't completely replace open burning. And he didn't really explain exactly why, but we're able to look at a couple of internal reports that the Department of Defense had done at Radford and at a facility in Tennessee and see their evaluation of the alternative technologies. And in their own words, meant for internal distribution, the alternatives are quite viable. They're quite cost effective. What seems to be missing is the pressure from the federal government, namely the EPA, that would force them to use them, which is in Department of Defense universe, that's the justification for spending the money to do it.
40,000 toxic sites across the country run by the Pentagon or its contractors. Hundreds of those sites have open burning of toxic chemicals. Abram Lustgarten with ProPublica. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
As you just heard, a big part of ProPublica's investigation on military environmental waste focuses on the Radford Arsenal outside of Radford, Virginia. According to government records, the arsenal is the largest polluter in all of Virginia. In 2014 and 2015, the toxic release inventory reported more than 10 million pounds of toxic emissions from Radford. That included 8,400 pounds of lead and other toxic chemicals from the burn pit. The connection between that pollution and negative health outcomes remains unclear, but the arsenal's proximity to five schools in the area has caused outrage in that community. Devon Bledsoe founded the advocacy group Environmental Patriots of the New River Valley. She lives in nearby Blacksburg, Virginia, and she believes the arsenal should be held more accountable. Devon Bledsoe, welcome.
Thank you.
So the arsenal, as I mentioned, Devon, is located near five schools. Bellevue Elementary School is the closest. What's been the community's response to their knowledge that toxic chemicals do come from burn pits and waft over the community and over these schools?
It's really difficult for the community because they're, in many cases, employed at the facility, and their parents or grandparents may have worked there. So it's difficult to criticize the hand that feeds you. But I am aware of a teacher in Montgomery County who pulled her own daughter out of Bellevue Elementary School because she was concerned about the pollution that her daughter was being exposed to. And she told the Montgomery County School Board and the superintendent. So it's not a secret, but it's not something people like to talk about.
So what have officials said to you, Devon Bledsoe, either in the military or associated with the arsenal, or even your own town council or town officials when you've brought this pollution issue to them?
Well, the town council in Blacksburg is made up primarily of employees, professors of Virginia Tech, and they've been very reticent to discuss the issue openly with community members or those who might be considering sending their children to Virginia Tech. As a matter of fact, Gregory Nelson, who got his PhD from Virginia Tech, has been pleading with town officials to at least proffer a resolution saying that the expired permit is not acceptable. The fact that we don't know about the depleted uranium is not acceptable. But the town, as recently as yesterday, sent an email saying that they needed some more scientific proof that there really was an issue.
Has the military or any federal agency offered to study whether communities or schools in your area are at risk because of the pollution?
No. As a matter of fact, in 2008, the USA Today ran a series called The Smokestack Effect that showed that Bellevue Elementary was right at the top nationwide for cancer-causing chemicals. But no one, not the governor, not either of our senators, not our congressmen, not the board of supervisors, not the town council, no one in a position of power has seen fit to monitor the air quality or investigate this further.
So without these types of direct studies, Devon Bledsoe, it's impossible to know if they're directly connected to any health concerns. But I'll ask you if there have been complaints of health problems in the town that people think might be connected.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, when we on the Facebook page started talking about the thyroid cancer, which the SEER, the National Cancer Database, shows that the rate of thyroid cancer in the New River Valley is more than twice the national rate and by far and away the highest in the state of Virginia. So when we started making that public, people started coming out of the woodwork to say, well, yeah, I've got thyroid cancer, or yeah, I've got thyroid disease. But again, it seems as if there's an effort to keep people from connecting with each other to make that association and gain the kind of power and momentum that we need to put a stop to this toxic assault.
Devon Bledsoe of Environmental Patriots of the New River Valley in Southern Virginia. Devon, thank you.
Thank you.